This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health has been endorsed by a panel of advisors for the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Melinda Wharton of the CDC took part in Thursday's debate.
I strongly support that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risks for use in individuals 18 years of age and older.
The Moderna vaccine showed 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. Like the Pfizer vaccine, a second shot is required. But unlike the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna's does not need ultra-cold storage. FDA emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine is expected soon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has tested negative for the coronavirus after one of his closest advisors tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden transition team says Representative Cedric Richmond of Louisiana tested positive 2 days after attending a Democratic campaign rally in Atlanta, Georgia, headlined by Biden. The rally was for Georgia Senate candidates John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. In a statement, Biden transition spokesperson Kate Bedingfield says Richmond was not in close contact with the president-elect. Richmond is set to resign from Congress to join the Biden administration as a senior advisor. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September. Before the coronavirus erupted in March, weekly jobless claims had typically numbered about 225,000. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.